Core Alaska President Dennis Wheeler says cash flow is good and the company is ready to get started at the Kensington Gold Mine. He says Core has been mobilizing to begin work on the tailings facility, waiting for the go-ahead from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that finally came on Friday.
We want to clearly be on the ground here in the next 2 weeks so that we can complete the 2009 construction plan that we've had in place for some time.
The mine is located about 45 miles northwest of Juneau in the Berners Bay watershed. After a three-year legal battle on tailings disposal, settled in June by the U.S. Supreme Court, the Corps of Engineers has reauthorized the Kensington's permit to deposit mine waste into Lower Slate Lake. Wheeler says 90% of the earth has already been moved for the tailings dam, and he expects a good construction season yet this fall.
I'm very confident we're going to be able to complete enough work now and maintain our schedule for production in the third quarter of next year.
But the company still has a hiring freeze in place, and Wheeler says he doesn't know when hiring will actually begin. About 40 mine workers were laid off last fall. The company blamed the layoffs on the litigation, but it was also having a cash flow problem. Wheeler says Core now has a solid balance sheet due to the startup of production at silver mines in Bolivia and Mexico. Last month, Core sold its silver holdings at an Australian mine to help pay for Kensington construction. It will cost about $80 million to complete tailings plant construction. By the time the Kensington is up and running, Core Alaska will have invested about $300 million in the project. Meanwhile, the company that trains and hires mine employees isn't sure what to tell those calling about jobs. Randy Wanamaker runs BBC Human Resources Development. He says schedules for hiring are contingent upon construction contracts at the mine.
And then they'll hire regular employees that will work for them, that will help with camp operations and supervising the construction.
About 300 workers will be involved in tailings plant construction. Once in operation, the mine will employ about 200.